Well, hello, Audioboo. All one word here, and this is the final instalment from my Sauce and Trail 2014 set of Audioboos. I've finished 7 hours 40 minutes, which I suppose that's okay. If I wanted to, I could have gone faster. But I mean, I wasn't really intending on racing. So when we finished, the main focus was on the marathon runners, and so the trekkers didn't really get any kind of finish. But so I went over to the well, it was a big set of tents actually, a couple of marquees put together. And where the organizer, who I know from other Wiltshire wildlife things that I've been to, asked me if I'd recorded the whole journey, and just said, well, no, just bits and pieces. And he said, well, if you can email me when if you're gonna put a video up for public viewing. I said, yeah, of course I will. Yeah. So I'll send him a link to my video. And then I got a medal. The ribbon is about an inch wide, and the medal is probably 2 inches wide. It's metal, bronzy colour, and embossed or pressed is Wiltshire Wildlife Trust, Sauce and Trail, and Neolithic Marathon. And it's got a bit of an overview of the map, or the route rather, from Avebury, All Cannings, Redhorn Hill, Charlton Clumps, Bustard, and then Stonehenge. It's quite nice, actually. So actually, what I'll do is I'll take a picture of it, and I'll use that as the boo art for this last audio boo in this series. So just thoughts on the route. It was a lovely walk, and I say that with exactly that sentiment. There was nothing challenging about it whatsoever. It was just a nice walk. There were two hills in it. The first was just before All Cannings. In fact, it was Tan Hill. It was Tan Hill, which was steep only for about a distance of, let's think, probably about 50 meters or so. I mean, really steep. And then down near the side into All Cannings. And the other hill was Redhorn Hill. And, you know, a lot of people were really panicking about that. And I thought, what? It was a road going up onto Lark Hill training area. Up a bit of a steep incline, granted. But it wasn't mental or anything. It wasn't, you know, you weren't going to risk your life by walking up it. Blinking heck. And indeed, when I got to the top and I found out that was Redhorn, I was like, is that it? Is that the hill that everybody's been fretting about? But anyway, that's that. So just some thoughts on the organisation of the event. Very well signposted. Very well signposted all the way. Absolutely no comfort. If you went off route, then you must have been either blindfolded or had your eyes shut. Because it was very, very well signposted indeed. Okay, so you had to check in at various places to have your card signed. Couple of checkpoints. Let's have a look. My registration card's in that bag over there. But anyway, I've got this piece of paper in my pocket. So, Okay. Anyway, the 4 or 5 checkpoints that were, a couple of them, you didn't know, because they had a few tents there, you didn't know who to approach, or indeed where to go exactly to have your card signed. And why do I make an issue out of that? Well, they were the points where a lot of people were arriving from the runners, the mountain bikers and the walkers. And the runners always took priority. It seemed to be that the runners always took priority. You know, you had to get out the runner's way. You had to let them pass. You had to let them in first. You had to let them get to the water first, kind of thing. I didn't actually use any of the water points, but you didn't know. You didn't really know. There wasn't very clear indication. I mean, that's a very small point, but nevertheless, that was it. And the only other issue I had was at the very end, across the finish line, there was, you know, nobody really congratulated you. And I thought, well, it would have been nice to have been congratulated, to be honest. And indeed, where to go, because at the end there, it was like two marquees, huge marquees put together. And you didn't, and there was a couple of satellite tents as well. And you didn't really know where to go. So I would have liked some better signage on the tents. That's my only thing. But apart from that, all the staff were really nice, really helpful. And everybody who was on the route from all three categories, from all the different races or all the different kind of, well, yeah, I suppose all the runners were taking part in a race, really, weren't they? Well, in a way. But all the different types, because there was all different lengths of walks. I think the mountain bikers did the entire route. But it was just a great time. I really enjoyed myself. You got to see all the gentle rolling hills of Wiltshire, and there was nothing really challenging about it at all. And albeit I've got blisters on the balls of my feet, but I know exactly why that is. But if I didn't have those, I could have quite honestly turned round and gone back. I felt that good, and you know, that's no exaggeration. So yeah, it was a brilliant day. The weather was just absolutely perfect. Not too hot, not too cold when you got that cool breeze. It was just perfect walking weather. I think I've caught the sun. I feel as though I have caught the sun on my face. So I'm well chuffed. I'd just like to thank Adrian Wicks at TurboStream. And obviously Daylight Gambler, who runs the @socialhiking Nick on Twitter, on, you know, for the ShareYourAdventure.com website. And also, who else? Come on, Claire Randall, thank you very much. And Graham Pearson at Black73Cat, thank you all, and for your tweets. And I'd also like to thank all my life. I was listening to Audio Booze as I was going round. And Ernie Hartley, who's at Ernmander. Oh dear, a small child has been destroyed on the trampoline outside, I can hear. But Ernie Hartley, I was listening to his Audio Boom. I'm laughing about it now, because it was so funny. I honestly, there was a... that he recorded this audiobook last night, invariably after a skinful. It was quality. That cheered me up no end. And there was a bit where I'd just taken a big, you know, gulp of juice, and I spat it out. with laughing, I spat it out. And if the person in front of me wasn't as far forward as they were, then they would have been covered in blackcurrant juice. Hello? Harry? I think a small child has just snuck past me. So thanks, Ernie, for entertaining me. That was absolutely brilliant. That, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna put that on my faves and raves board on Audio Boo. Okay, so that was it. The 2014 Sawson Trail, done. 26 and a half miles. Awesome. Say bye-bye to everybody. No, he's not well. No, we'll go tomorrow, so he's saying goodbye. Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All one word. Out.